Welcome once again to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. I almost forgot where I was. The title of this week's article is called The Challenge of Sharing the Truth with a Person 1,000 Miles Away. So I don't know if this has happened to you, but I have had the wonderful opportunity to share the truth of the Bible with a non-Christian person I love and care about over the internet and on my cell phone. Sometimes this kind of opportunity happens suddenly, and sometimes it's a long process where it starts small and gradually becomes a fuller explanation of the truth. In one particular instance, I've been sharing with a loved one for more than a year, and now I really need to be in the room with him so we can dive deeper. However, he is 1,000 miles away. And no, I am not using figurative language. He is actually 1,000 miles away. So what are our options? Well, I can travel back and forth to his location every week for however long it takes, and that's not possible. I can write emails back and forth, but that will take forever, so that's not a good plan either. We can have many, many phone calls, and that's a possible yes, but if I'm going to try to go through the Bible with him in any coherent way, any of these methods will be difficult. So you say, how about sending him a commentary? Sure, it's been done before, and I might even direct him to an online commentary. That would be a great way to walk him through, let's say, the book of John. That way he could read up on a chapter and we could discuss it on the phone. So pursuing that idea, I searched online for commentaries and found a good number of commentaries written by trusted men. They were thorough and had lots of cross-references, explanations of the original languages, and all sorts of goodies for the Christian. But I'm not talking to a Christian. I'm talking to a man who once attended church decades ago and probably sleepwalked through the motions of a church service just like millions of other people in our country. His understanding of Christianity is that you are probably going to have to work harder on being a good person if you're going to be accepted into the heavenly fold, an understanding that is completely the opposite of what God actually says in the Bible. I'm not sure if he ever read anything in the Bible, but if he did, it was long ago, and it didn't last for long. So, will it be helpful for me to connect him to a commentary that is loaded with all of those good things that encourage a deeper study of the Bible? No. No, it would probably just be a ball of confusion, and if I were there with him, I would be taking the time to share biblical truth in bite-sized pieces that can be digested by someone who's not familiar with the Bible. But wait, maybe I can be there. I've been recording weekly articles and great Christian books for a website, podcast, and YouTube channel for a year and a half. Why not write and record my own commentary on the book of John for my dear friend? I can decide how deep to go in each episode, how long it'll be, maybe anticipate his questions, and do it all in a voice that is familiar and trustworthy to him. And so here we go. The book of John has been widely acclaimed as one of the greatest letters ever written, and many people have sought to explain the letter by providing wonderful, thoughtful commentary. However, my commentary will be fairly simple and basic. I won't cover every possible idea that can be drawn from the letter, and even though I am 1,000 miles away, I will be writing and speaking my comments as if I were in the same room with my friend. Of course, I will recommend that he purchase the book of John, borrow a Bible, or look online for the book of John that has the English Standard Version of the Bible. My hope and prayer is that my friend and anyone else on the World Wide Web will attain enough of an understanding of who God is and what he has provided, that they will find the hope and truth that every human being needs and live in that joy and peace the rest of their lives. By the way, if you are a person who is already familiar with the Bible and you have a friend who needs to hear this great book of the Bible, you might want to consider using this YouTube playlist to share with them after you have reviewed it for yourself. You might also consider purchasing the Book of John for your friend. You can find the book online and they cost only about $2 each. I'm excited about this project, not because I believe my explanation of the letter of John is going to be worthwhile. No, that part of the project scares me. I'm excited because the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him whom they must give an account. That's Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. So, the thought that God might possibly use his word in this way is thrilling to me. Final thoughts. I would greatly appreciate your prayers for me. Pray that I am diligent with God's word. Pray that I have the wisdom to choose what to emphasize in each passage. Pray that I don't stop working on this project until it's complete. It might be 100 episodes. If you would like to check out the series, it's called A Basic Explanation of the Book of John for Those Unfamiliar with the Bible, Hope and Truth. Yes, it's a long title, but I'm trying to send a message to anyone out there that might come across it. And you can search for Cherish Ephesians 6:4 on YouTube and see it or listen to it. Or you can click here in the article. I've got a link here in the article. I have also placed a link in this week's weekly email. Just look for the tab that says click here if you want to listen to A Basic Explanation of the Book of John for Those Unfamiliar with the Bible, Hope and Truth. So, thanks so much for listening. And I will see you next time.